Texans have been turning to Neil Sperry for gardening advice since 1970. You can call him now at 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, and welcome back to our third and final hour for this Sunday morning, folks. I'm glad to have you tuned to our program. We're here every Sunday from 8 until 11, and as Mary mentioned, I've been in the Metroplex doing gardening things, first for 7 years with the what I called the Texas Agricultural Extension Service. That was, I thought, a very appropriate name. It's now Texas AgriLife Extension, and so that's fine. Names change. Work that they do has changed a little bit, but still a great organization. But that was 7 years, and then from that point on, commercial radio for 35 years now. And I love doing this. And so we're here every Sunday morning from 8 until 11. I invite you to join me on my website at neilsperry.com. Also on Facebook, just as Neil Sperry, obviously, and elsewhere in our magazine and elsewhere. So we're here to talk about plants right now. Normally, you would be hearing Jimmy Turner. Jimmy sent me a note just a moment ago saying he's kind of under the weather today with no voice, and he said, would you fill in for me? And I said, I am getting over the same thing and get well soon. So we're going to talk about Mahonia Soft Caress. This is what he had provided to use today. And it kind of goes hand in hand with the leatherleaf Mahonia that Steve Huddleston featured last hour, because this one is a newer introduction, hardy to zone 7. It is, and I'll try the species name, Mahonia Eurybracteatum, it looks like. And but you look for Soft Caress. It's in all the nurseries. It has the same early spring, bright, vivid yellow flowers on soft fern or nandina-like foliage. There is where it differs from leatherleaf Mahonia. When you have Soft Caress or leather leaf, I think you can tell there's a difference in texture between these plants. This does well in partial shade to shade. It needs moisture, well-drained soil, and it will do gorgeously. It has blue berries in late winter, following these bright yellow flowers. Last year's severe record winter did damage the smaller ones, Jimmy says, that were not established in the garden. The big ones had no problem. As long as you keep it moist during the summer, it'll do just fine. This is Soft Caress Mahonia, another option for an attractive shade shrub. And mature height, I haven't seen this thing mature yet, but I am assuming 3 to 5 feet, somewhere in that range. Oh, and he wants to remind you that Dallas Bloom starts in just 5 or 6 weeks on Saturday, March 3. The Dallas Arboretum is at 8525 Garland Road on the southeast side of White Rock Lake in East Dallas. He says take I-30 to the Grand Avenue exit. Go north on Grand Avenue. It melds into Garland Road, and they are on the left. Or you can take Garland Road south from any street and follow the green signs that say Dallas Arboretum. Their information number 24 hours a day is 214-515-6500. On the web, it's dallasarboretum.org. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. And that report is sponsored by Encore Electric Delivery. These are the people who are charged with the responsibility in ice and snow and windstorms and spring storms. These are the people who have to keep the power coming to your house, to my house, to our businesses, to our radio stations, anywhere that we go. Do you think that we take electric service just a little bit for granted? I think we might. When was the last time you bought a shade tree? And did you think right before you bought that tree, I wonder how tall this grows? I better go look and see if I have any utility lines overhead. When was the last time you had that conscious decision? I hope it's been fairly recently. I'd love to have you planting trees, but even more importantly for the purpose of this ad, I'd love to have you thinking about those power lines overhead. Anytime you add a tall plant to your landscape, you need to think, how tall, how wide will this plant grow? And if you don't know, do the research ahead of time. There's some wonderful reference books out there for Texas. There are great resources online, and your certified nursery professional can help you as well. Encore will be immensely grateful. Now, they've created a part of their website. It's a page called Know Before You Grow. It's O-N-C-O-R, encore.com/knowbeforeyougrow. And you can get a lot of great great information. That way, you can get a lot of great information by going online to the reference books and to your certified nursery professional. But know before you grow, Encore will thank you, and so will your neighbors.
Join Neil Sperry on Facebook. That's N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y. And join him right now. Once again, here's Neil Sperry.
All right. Thank you, Mary, very much. And we have full phone banks. Thank you for that. And we go to Brian and Lucas. Thank you for waiting on me, Brian. How can I help you?
I've got a quick question about buffalo grass. I live in Lucas.
Yes, sir.
And I'm on about an acre and a half plot. And I've been in the house about a year and a half. And, of course, I didn't sod everything, so it leaves me about a quarter acre in the back. That's just more or less dirt, and that's also where my my septic system sprinkler heads are. So what I was thinking was I'd just get some buffalo grass sod and put back there with the idea that it grows slow and it's drought-tolerant. I wouldn't have to run sprinklers back to it, especially since we're going to have all the water restrictions on it. So I don't know if that's, something that that sounds like a good idea, a bad idea.
I don't think it's a good idea, and I'll tell you why. I thought initially, I grew up with a dad at A&M who was a range ecologist. He worked with the sheep and goat raisers and the cattle producers, and forage grasses were a big part of what he talked about and what he knew. He was a botanist. And I said, Dad, that grass over there growing out in the bar ditch along the road, nothing's invading it. What is that? And he said, that's buffalo grass. And so for the next 30 years, I thought buffalo grass must be. It ought to be something we'd try because nothing invaded it. What a great grass that would be. And then we got prairie and 609 buffalo grass varieties in 1991, Brian. And by 1992, the people who put them in were completely covered up with Bermuda grass. It took over, and there was no way to get rid of the Bermuda in the buffalo grass. That will happen to you in Lucas. I live in rural Collin County, probably within 20 miles of you, and probably a lot less than that. And there's enough buffalo Bermuda grass native in our area, naturalized. It's not native, but it's escaped, that it will get into your buffalo grass. You might as well go with Bermuda in the outset because it's just as drought tolerant. That's okay. That's the thing that that people misunderstand. Buffalo grass, as a if you were to neglect it totally and never water it, it probably would survive where Bermuda wouldn't. But you're going to be irrigating it with the septic system, and as soon as we irrigate it as a lawn to try to keep it just even modestly green, Bermuda takes over.
So gotcha.
That's your better bet.
Okay.
There you go. I'm glad you waited.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay. All right, we'll come back. We can go to Ron in Argyle right now, by golly. Ron, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. Good morning. It's Ron. We just bought a house with about 4 acres on it, and we wanted to line one of the fence lines with some pine tree, and then we were going to put maple tree in front of it to kind of contrast the two. But I've heard all different feedbacks as far as pine trees that would, you know, do well and look nice.
Yeah. The problem that we have is we're west of where pines do their best. What is your soil? Describe it to me. Is it red clay loam or is it black land?
It's more black land than red clay.
You can't run fast enough to get away from pine trees if you're in blackland prairie. Now, Argyle is kind of on the dividing line, and as you get up into Denton, as you come down through Louisville, there are parts of Louisville in the west side, Flower Mound, down through that area, that have sandy soil, and a lot of Argyle does. Our church used to have an encampment in Argyle or somewhere close, and when I was out there, I realized, oh my goodness, there's a lot of sand here. If you have post oak trees growing nearby, then that's the area I'm talking about. In Blackland, the pines are doomed. Every pine. I am totally burned out and burned to the ground on pines. We thought Elderica pine was going to be the answer for us, and it has plummeted in the last 5 or 10 years. And those of us who recommended it are humiliated by that recommendation. Austrian pine, Japanese black pine, they've all met the same fate. And the East Texas pines are horrible here, and we already knew that. If you're in Lewisville along Interstate 35, there are some sandy areas there, and you'll see some East Texas pines, some loblolly or slash pines there. I volunteer at the Denton State Supported Living Center, the state school, and there are beautiful pines as you go into the grounds of the Denton State School, and they've been there for 40 years. They're in sandy soil. And so in that environment, they will do okay, and those are holding their own, but even those are struggling from time to time. So the best evergreens for a screen would be eastern red cedars, the native plant. Leyland cypress are the worst of all of anything we've talked about. They're worse than the East Texas pines in Blackland.
So you said which one? The
eastern red cedar, the native red cedar. I went on a rant there, Ron, and I apologize. I'll be
quiet.
That's
all right. How tall do those get?
They, at my home, I've used them as privacy, and they're 30 feet tall and 25 feet wide. And they're so well adapted and so happy to be in the landscape. You'd want to plant them 20 feet apart if you need them for privacy, and maybe zigzag them a little bit if you have room to do it.
What about the maples? You think they'll stand a chance?
There are maples that will do well in our area, and there are a lot of maples that won't. Which one did you have in mind?
Well, I'm not quite sure if it said a red maple on the tag.
All right, red maples are pretty good. They do have a problem with cotton root rot in the pure Blackland prairie. I'm not convinced that you have as much Blackland in Argyll as maybe you're thinking, and so it may not be much of a problem for you. But the red maples are very pretty. Shantung maple would be your best choice. Caddo maple is good. Those are two that are well proven by Texas A&M research to be well adapted to the Blacklands. Do not plant Japanese maples in sun. They will do well for you, but they have to have total shade.
And so who would come out or who would test our soil just to make sure that we kind of have what we have?
You do that through the Texas A&M soil testing lab, and if you will do a web search of Texas A&M soil testing laboratory, it'll take you directly to their website, and you can it'll have the instructions on how to send samples to them.
Very good. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day. Thank you, sir.
Too.
Let me tell you right now, folks, about the offer from Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. This offer will go away very soon. It will go away without a lot of fanfare and notice just because we're going to run out of calendars at some point. We're going to discontinue the offer. This is the offer for a one-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine. We're doing our magazine now for the 26th year. It has won nice national recognition as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. Our authors are all Texas-based. Many of them have written for us for many, many years. They are really well-versed in horticulture in Texas. And so I know you're going to like our magazine. You get a one-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine in this offer, along with your copy of my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. It's the prettiest calendar we've published to date in 29 years, and it has more information than I've ever put in a calendar before. By 20%, it's huge. You know, it's chock full. It's not any bigger. It's just chock full of information, more than I've ever put in. So I hope that you'll get it. It will tell you when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. A gigantic amount of information, 70,000 characters. Hundreds and hundreds of bullets of when to do things, along with a beautiful calendar, along with a full year new or renewal to our magazine, and all for only $38.95. The calendar alone will cover that cost as you save money doing the right things at the right times. $38.95, 1-800-752-GROW. There's a $3 postage charge to get the calendar to you. That's all. It's a bargain. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-4769. Keeping the moisture level around your house constant is essential for your foundation. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Find out how easily and inexpensively you can make a foundation watering system by going to foundationrepairs.com. Of course, if you need repairs, Advanced is the best with a transferable warranty that's good for the lifetime of the house. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. The Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, you heard a reference I made a few minutes ago to a certified nursery professional. Let me tell you how you find these. You go to a member nursery of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association, and there will be a sign on the door, Texas Certified Nursery Professional works here, something to that effect, and they'll be wearing name badges. There will be emblems available for your vision when you go in the door. This is worth looking for. There are hundreds and hundreds of them in the North Texas area, and they are the best source of reliable, accurate, timely nursery advice. And then when it comes time to do a landscape plan, the certified landscape professionals can do the best job for you as well. These are people who have studied hard and long hours, and they've passed a very difficult exam to prove that they know what they're doing. These are the best in the business. You'll find them at member nurseries at the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. As I mentioned a couple of hours ago, I've been working a lot with their people on a project that will deal with water conservation. And I've always had utmost respect for TNLA. I have even more now. This is a great and wonderful and supportive organization. The Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. You want to look for Texas Certified Nursery Professionals, Texas Master Certified Nursery Professionals, and Landscape Professionals. You can find out more at landscapetexas.org and click on Find a Vendor. Landscapetexas.org for the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association.
Hi, join me at neilsperry.com for timely tips, answers to your most asked gardening questions, event information, and to subscribe to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. You'll find special offers and tips on coping with the Texas weather. It's the place to learn about the pens I make as a fundraiser for Serenity High in McKinney. And I have a direct link to me on Facebook. That's all at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com.
All right, a little musical interlude designed by and performed by our son Todd. Thank you very much. Let me tell you about Dixon Brothers right now. D-I-C-K-S-O-N. Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. Mary Traveland, my announcer, you hear several times each hour. And Mary is one of the principals at Dixon Brothers, the family-run business. 38 years they've been working with water at Dixon Brothers. Your resource for anything that touches water, providing quality water garden and koi pond supply, swimming pool equipment, chemicals and service, water well pumps and supplies. You know, most pump motor failures happen when cold weather moves in. If your pool motor sounds funny or if it stopped working, you need to call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537. 972-288-7537. Their professional service department can fix or replace the motor and keep your pool going. A freeze guard can be installed. It'll automatically turn your pool system on when the temperature falls below 38. That will protect your pool equipment from freeze damage. It's easy for you and it's great for your pool. Don't let the winter freezes damage your pond equipment, your pool equipment. Call Dixon Brothers at 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. 972-288-7537. Want to go in and see everything they have? Well, they're at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of historic old downtown Mesquite, on North Galloway, open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays, D-I-C-K-S-O-N. Kevin in Alvarado, you're on the air now. Kevin, this is Neil. Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning, Neil. I have a question for you. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I hadn't really started any projects yet, but I have 5 acres that is absolutely full of mesquite. My yard is Johnson grass. It looks really good in the summer when it's cut, but as it starts to grow up, it doesn't look so good. What can I do to improve this appearance that I have out here?
All right. Now, are you wanting to get rid of the mesquite trees or just the Johnson grass?
Actually, I'd like to kind of do something with both. I do like the mesquite trees. Problem is, I was just standing out here as I was holding and counting trees. I've got about 200 in the front of my house. And the back, which my house sits about in the middle, I've got about 2 acres in the front, about 3 acres in the back. I do cut the entire property. Like I said, it's not fully landscaped because I hadn't really started anything on landscaping. I just, you know, kind of keep it cut down. And
Kevin, you know where I would start is I would not cut any mesquite trees other than, for starters, other than those that are damaged or really gnarly or competing with something that you do need, or if you have to put a driveway through or a patio or something and you need to lose a mesquite tree here or there. I guess I have no problem with that. But you see some very lovely landscapes that are done with mesquite trees as the main forest tree that is left there. There's nothing wrong with that, and the shade that they cast is not so heavy that you can't grow turf grass beneath them. So
right, I have a it is beautiful out here when it's cut.
Yeah, I understand that. So that's how I'm going to address the mesquite trees for the time being. I don't want to send you out there with a bulldozer or a cable to pull them all down, because I'm not sure that would be the right move. I'm quite sure it isn't the right move. All right, now as far as Johnson grass is concerned, I can tell you from 11 acres of experience when we moved into our home 35 years ago in the country, mowing took care of the Johnson grass in 1 or 2 years. Keeping it mowed down, it dies away. It just can't handle that close mowing. So if you mow it at, we'll just say, 3 inches, it's eventually going to go away. We don't have a weed killer that will kill it without killing other grasses. You could use, if you have to, you could use a glyphosate weed killer. That's the original Roundup, just glyphosate in the product. There are other brands as well now that are just straight glyphosate, and that'll kill the Johnson grass very easily while it's growing actively. But I don't know that you need to do that. Mowing will take care of it. If you're trying to get rid of all of it, seeing plant grass, then go ahead with the glyphosate. Go ahead.
No, I guess my problem is it's not even so much the Johnson grass that concerns me. I just, because I've been out here, I built my home about 10 years ago.
Okay, but get right to your question so I can help you. Maybe I'm not understanding the question. How can I help you?
Well, my yard is full of weeds now. You know, it, like I said, it looks good, but as I look down, I see all kind of weeds everywhere.
Only weed I'd heard about until that comment was the Johnson grass. You can address the other weeds, the broadleafed weeds, with a 2,4-D product. And there are 2,4-D products that do not have any other weed killer mixed with them. A farm supply store can sell you such, and independent retail garden centers have access to 2,4-D broadleafed weed killers. The big national products typically have not only 2,4-D, but two other ingredients, and those ingredients are active in the soil and could damage your mesquite trees. But the 2,4-D alone, especially applied before the mesquites leaf out, will be no problem. There's your answer. Now we got it done.
Okay, you got me, sir.
All right.
Thank you so much. And
you bet. I appreciate your call. Thank you much. All right.
Thank you, sir.
And we will come back to Melissa and Garland. Melissa, I'm sorry to make you wait through the newscast. I was going to help you because it won't take long, but just stay with me if you will, please. Folks, our landscape school is next Saturday. This is the last ad that I will do for our 2012 Home Landscape School. This is a wonderful opportunity for you. If you miss it, though, it's going to be a year until we do it again, and so you don't want to delay. It is sponsored by the Escott's Miracle-Gro Company and their brand new product, Expand and Grow Planting Mix. And you can sign up online. You can see all the details if you go to my website at neilsperry.com. Dr. Steve George and I have tag taught this for 17 years. We've done it. It's always a sellout. It's always a very popular event. And here's what we teach. We teach you how to start with a piece of graph paper and how to draw a landscape plan to scale, how to take your home, your property, your project you want to work on, let's say it's your patio or your front door or whatever it is, and how to draw it to scale, how to decide which plants stay if you're redoing a landscape, or where to put plants if it's a brand new landscape. We will explain all of that to you, how to lay out the beds, how to position the plants within the beds, what plants are best, what trees and shrubs and vines and ground covers are best, and color, annual and perennial color. Jimmy Turner is covering that one for us from the Dallas Arboretum. This will be at the Plano Center all day next Saturday, January 28th. And then on February 11 or 12, you choose one or the other, we will teach you, we'll hook you up one-on-one with a landscape designer, a professional landscape designer. We've reserved a room at the Dallas Arboretum, and the designers will all come there, and they'll meet with you for your consultation. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape plan. You'll have an all-day class that will teach you how to do other projects in the future. You'll have the necessary book and drafting supplies. You even get tickets for two to the Dallas Arboretum on the day of your consultation. All of that for $179 for one person, $219 for two people, and you need to call before 11 today. It's the last ad I'll do for our landscape school for this year. And to register, either call right now or sign up online at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Last call, 800-752-GROW. Same number I'm giving for the calendar offer. Call right now. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Opinions, ideas, agreements, disagreements. This is Life on your radio. 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
I just mentioned that Scott's Miracle-Gro will be sponsoring our home landscape school, and now I'm going to tell you about Scott's Songbird Selections. They have a wide variety of bird seed blends to attract just the right wild birds in your area. Choose from all-purpose blends to press seeds and soots. It provides essential nutrients wild birds need to thrive. That's their brand new Scott's NutraThrive wild bird food. NutraThrive contains a supplement that provides vitamins and minerals that are often lacking from other wild food blends. It's proven to improve bird health. It supports reproduction, immunity, molt and plumage, vision, and energy production. It's now available at your local Ace Hardware stores in three different size bags, press seed and soot. NutraThrive, Scott's most advanced bird nutrition ever. For more information on Scott's Songbird Selection products, go to scotts.com. That's Scott's, brand new for 2012, Scott's NutraThrive wild bird food. Right now, it's wild newscaster Jerry Overton in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Jerry?
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News Time 10:33. Joe Paterno has died. The former Penn State coach won more games than any other in major college football. Of course, fired from Penn State in November. Paterno's family announcing his death in a statement this morning. He had been battling lung cancer. Mitt Romney acknowledging it's not been the best of weeks for his campaign after yesterday's loss to Newt Gingrich in the South Carolina primary. Tells Fox News it was a mistake not releasing his tax return, so he's going to do that Tuesday. Meanwhile, Gingrich tells CNN he's the Republican presidential candidate who can go toe-to-toe with President Obama on big issues. And President Obama's health overhaul running into some roadblocks with states. An Associated Press analysis shows that 3 out of 4 uninsured Americans live in states that have not completed a plan for affordable medical care. WBAP News Time now, 10:34.
In Johnson County, you've got an accident in Grandview over on 35W northbound, right at Highway 81. And you've got one in Dallas on Lover's Lane, a westbound at Greenville Avenue. Stay watch for a slow spot there. This report brought to you by Allstate. See how much you can save with the Allstate Value Plan. It's Allstate's most affordable car insurance, and you still get an Allstate agent. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate. To find an agent near you at Allstate.com. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Katie London on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
And the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Windy and warm with a high of 75, but the problem today could be the wind. We've got a wind advisory from 10 until 7, and sustained winds, we're looking at 25 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Could cause problems with wildfires. Also could be a problem driving today, especially if you have a high-profile vehicle. So be advised that the wind is going to be around very strong until 7 this evening. Then tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny and 65. Tuesday, the rain moves in. Right now, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 57 degrees. It's 10:35. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control, and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com.
Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter is free. It comes directly from Neil's computer to your email box. eGardens is informative, fun, and ultra-timely. It's also a way Neil can send out instant alerts of weather warnings to gardeners. He won't spam you, nor will he give or sell your email address to anyone. More than 30,000 people are already subscribing, and you should be too. That's Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter. Sign up today at neilsperry.com.
Yeah, and as I mentioned last hour, the next eGardens will go out this coming Thursday, so be sure you sign up at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.com. It's free, always will be, and it'll be a huge amount of information. I hope you will join us. And another quick reminder before I take my last ad and then go back to the calls. 2 weeks from today, we will have Dr. George Ray McEachern in our annual fruit and pecan program. I do one program per year. I turn over completely to him. I'm here as the moderator, and it is all on fruit and pecan growing in Texas. And it's always a fabulous program. That is not my training, not my specialty, and he is so good that a long time ago I tried it, and it was such a hit that that's what we're going to do. That'd be 2 weeks from now. All right, now let me tell you about Dalworth Clean and invite you to give them a call for their carpet cleaning. All right, it's $29 per area for five areas or more of carpet. Deep Down Dalworth Clean, that's $29 per area, five areas or more of carpet cleaning from Dalworth Clean. You can book online at dalworth.com for additional savings or call them tomorrow. They're closed on Sundays. 214 or 817 Metro 267-8433. Count on Dalworth Quality and Service. They've won the Consumer's Choice Award all the years it's been offered. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. 31 years I've told you about them, and they can clean, restore, repair, even replace carpets, hardwood and tile and grout, natural stone and fine rugs. And let me also tell you about Dalworth Fine Floors. Justin Siffert, the manager of Dalworth Fine Floors, was in our office this week, our magazine office. We're going to be getting carpeting from him, and what an incredible store. If you're used to driving a mile or two to get to the carpet store down the street from you in the flooring store, this one may be a little bit farther, but it is a destination, and when you go in, you'll see what I mean. Wait till you see the beautiful wool carpets and durable. He said you'll never wear them out. Beautiful, beautiful carpets of all kinds, not just wool, and all kinds of wood floors and tile and all the other things. That's at Dalworth Fine Floors. They're at 8509 Davis in North Richland Hills. And the phone number for Dalworth Clean, 214 or 817-267-8433. The website is dalworth.com for all of this. The next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean.
Call Neil now. 214-787-1820 or 800-288-WBAP. That's 800-288-9227.
All right, I see the calls ahead. We have several, and several of you, if you'll be succinct with your question, I can answer pretty quickly because they seem to be pretty straightforward. Let's go to Melissa in Garland. Melissa, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help?
I have recently planted a couple of weeks ago a large amount of bulbs, hyacinths, narcissus, and tulip bulbs. And when I was planting these bulbs, I used some bone meal to plant the bulbs. And in my backyard, my dog has dug up the bulbs now three times. And the first two times I put down a bottle of cayenne pepper.
Try putting a layer of chicken wire, just even 2-inch chicken wire that is very easy to lay out and peg in place until the bulbs are rooted and break the soil. And at that point, you can remove it. As soon as you see the new growth coming up to the soil line, you can remove the chicken wire, roll it up, and save it for next year.
Okay.
That will stop that.
Okay.
There's no deterrent other than that.
Okay. And should I go ahead and fertilize those bulbs?
They don't need to put anything on those bulbs. They're actually, hyacinths and tulips are going to bloom one time, and you'll enjoy them this spring. They probably won't bloom again.
Right.
They're one-time bulbs. Some daffodils will naturalize and come back year after year, but they're living on the food that they had stored in the bulb. The bulb is the storage organ, so there's no need to fertilize.
Okay.
All
great.
Right. Thanks
Thank
for calling,
you.
Melissa. Uh-huh. Let me go to Fort Worth. Is it Sandra or Sandra? Sandra?
Yes. I have a question. I've got stepping stones in my backyard, and I'm getting weeds constantly coming up, but I have a pet and I don't want to get him, you know, sick with any kind of bad sprays.
All right, and let me just tell you that legally labeled herbicides are not going to hurt dogs if they're applied according to label directions, and
uh-huh.
or cats or any other animal. That
okay.
was exactly what my father did for A&M for all of his career, was the labels of herbicides. That was his job with A&M, was
uh-huh.
helping companies prove and to get their labels for their products.
Uh-huh.
And there's not a herbicide out there that is going to hurt your pets. The glyphosate weed killers do not go into the soil. That would be the original Roundup. They will kill grassy weeds that come up between the stones.
Uh-huh.
If you have broadleafed weeds, then you'll probably need a broadleafed weed killer, but I would start with the glyphosate and see how much you can get out of the way with it.
Okay, that is a Roundup, right?
It's the original Roundup. Roundup now has become a family of products, and a lot of them do have things that are soil active, and I'm sorry, I'm just not going there. I don't want to recommend those. I'm happy with the original glyphosate, and there are other brands that are glyphosate only also, so it, if you know,
you could can, you spell that for me?
Glyphosate.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. I do appreciate it, and I'll try that. Thank you.
Yeah,
it
will
much.
Work for you. It's a well-proven product. Thank you, Sandra. Right. Let's go to Perry in McKinney. Perry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Neil.
How can I help you?
Well, mine's an easy question. I'm going to hand dig 5 1-foot eastern red cedars. I'm going to give to my neighbor for a privacy screening between his house and his neighbor. My question is, how far apart would you recommend that I plant them?
How long? And he's going to let them grow full size, I assume, right?
Yes,
I hope.
Yes.
Okay. They get about 25 or 30 feet tall or taller, and then about 20 feet wide. And so you want to space them 18 or 20 feet apart, Perry. Reason being, if you put them too close together, they denude themselves as they grow. The shading just causes them to lose lower branches. And so a minimum of 15 feet apart. And what I tell people, and what I did at my home, when I needed a privacy screen on the hillside across the creek, when we cleared out a bunch of undergrowth, suddenly I could see farther than I wanted to see. I planted red cedars, and good for you for the 1-foot size. That's perfect. It's the best size to move them. I zigzagged them in an irregular pattern. I always say it's kind of like a child. You hand about a 3-year-old a piece of paper and say, make me a fan, a paper fan, and their widths of those little pleats are going to be different, and that's the way it is with the planting of the eastern red cedars, and it looks natural that way, and it just, they're terrific.
Zigzag 18 to 20.
Yeah.
Thank you
and that way, my point being that way, if you zigzag them in an erratic W pattern, they're going to look from any distance at all to be 8 feet apart instead of 18 or 16 feet apart. They're going to look closer because line of sight, you're going to see them, you know, in between each other, and they really aren't. Did that make any sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Really? Then you need to worry.
You always make sense.
All right. I appreciate your call. Thank you, Perry. All right. Mark and Wiley, I'm going to take you right now because I'm afraid you might hang up on me and we need to talk. How can I help you?
Thank you. I'm wondering, I live in the Black Lake.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get a pine tree in my yard. If I was to dig a big hole and fill it with the favorite dirt of the tree, would it work or no?
Yes, it would. And here is what you would have to do. The hole doesn't have to go down too far. I would say 4 or 5 feet would be adequate and probably 40 feet across, and bring it up about a foot above the surrounding grade, and then plan on using water imported from East Texas.
Really? Yes, sir.
That is how awful they are in our clay soils. Mark, that sounded sarcastic, and I'm sorry, but it really isn't. That's how bad it is, how hard it is to grow them
in our area. Is there different food in their soil or something?
The problem is that they are native in an area... let me back into this answer. The East Texas pines / and loblolly pines that are so beautiful, just two counties east of you in Wiley, counties east of you, those pines are growing they are dark green and lush and lovely. When we try to grow those same pines in the blackland soil, they turn yellow. The reason they're turning yellow is because of iron deficiency, the very same reason that other plants, gardenias,
will
turn
yellow. Can you add iron to your soil or no?
Yes, sir, but hear me. Our soils in the Blackland are ultimately alkaline. They are very highly alkaline. Our irrigation water out of Lake Levan and other area lakes is even more alkaline than the soil is. In alkaline conditions, iron becomes insoluble. You have ferrous and ferric iron, and it changes to the insoluble kind of iron in alkaline conditions. So you have to add sulfur, and you have to add iron both. You have to have sulfur for sulfuric acid. This is 100.000% impractical. It should never be tried. I've never seen it succeed. People have tried down.
Could you grow it in a pot on top of the ground?
If you had probably a 75 or 100-gallon pot and were willing to change it out after a while.
Very good. I give that idea up. I'll take one off until you start.
Okay. I appreciate your call. I didn't want to descend on you, but
I knew you knew more about it than I did.
Well, you know, what you ought to do is go with one of the eastern red cedars or magnolias or live oaks or some other evergreen. It'll
I moved into a house in half an acre. I have 5 different trees. I got to take care of them, but that's good. I'll call you another day because I have some problems with them.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, bye-bye. All right, I think I came across too strong, Aaron. I didn't mean to do that. I just don't want to give anybody any encouragement on pines in the Blackland. I guess that point was pretty evident, wasn't it? So anyway, it's not my style to beat people up, and I didn't sound like he felt that way, but I don't want you to come away with that feeling either. Let me tell you right now about the offer from my magazine and my calendar. It's actually an offer from Neil for my magazine and calendar. It's your chance to save 1/3 on the calendar. We still have some calendars left. We've sold a ton of them, and we still have a few left, and we'd love to get one in your hands. This is the calendar that will tell you month after month after month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray the plants that you're trying to grow in your landscape and garden, and you'll be making good decisions. The calendar, I keep telling you, the calendar alone will pay for the cost of the offer. The offer is $38.95. It includes a 1-year subscription to my magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Just the calendar alone will pay for that because, for example, if you buy 1 or 2 flats annuals that are planted at the wrong time or that are types that are not adapted in our area, I don't know that I go into the negative of don't plant East Texas pines in North Texas, but the other decisions of when to do things, they're all covered in this calendar. 70,000 characters, 12,000 words, hundreds of bullets, all boiled down to tell you when to do the right things. The calendar is a lovely calendar. It comes with a magazine subscription, every word of all of it written just for Texas. I know you're going to like it, and I'll guarantee it to every penny. Call today while we have calendars available. $38.95 and $3 postage for the calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. Office open only until 11. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4700. 7769.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
I am Zach, and I am a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life was miserable. I didn't know which way I was going to turn, where I was going to be, what I was going to do. I was always living for the next drug, the next high, and it really wasn't fun for me. Before a student comes into Serenity, they have to go to an interview process with our principal. When I was in that interview, I was on my last leg, and I needed to be in this school. I needed to stay sober. As of today, I am almost a year and a half sober. When a new person comes into Serenity, I am able to share my experience, strength, and hope with another struggling addict so that he or she may benefit themselves. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Did you hear the emotion in Zach's voice as he described where he was a year and a half ago? What a grateful young man and a grateful family behind him. So thank you. If you have a youngster who might be a candidate for Serenity High coming out of rehab and you're scared to go back to that old school, it's not a safe place. Wasn't before, isn't now for them under their circumstances. I mean, it's public schools are fine for most kids, but in somebody trying to stay in recovery, Serenity High is perfect for them. And 15 ISDs partner with McKinney, almost all but one of the Collin County big districts do. And so it's there. It's available. SerenityHigh.org. What is scoliosis? Scoliosis is a disorder of the spine in which vertebrae actually rotate and a curve's created, neither the upper or the lower back. The Baylor Scoliosis Center has been caring for adolescent and adult scoliosis patients for 7.5 years now. The Scully Score test is the first genetic test to help provide physicians and parents with insight into the possible progression of your child's adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. To perform the Scully Score test, a member of the physician's office team takes a saliva sample from your child, and the sample is sent to the lab for analysis. Physicians receive the results within 2 to 3 weeks, and the information can be used by your physician to help create a personalized treatment plan for your child. The Scully Score test is appropriate for children between ages of 9 and 13, those with a diagnosis of adolescent idiopathic scoliosis, and children with a mild curve of 10 to 25 degrees. They serve adults and children alike at the Baylor Scoliosis Center. The website, thebaylorscoliosiscenter.com, or you can call 1-800-4-BAYLOR to request a physician at the Baylor Scoliosis Center. That's the number 4, 1-800-4-BAYLOR. This is at the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, which, by the way, is where our daughter's life was saved almost 7 years ago. We thank the world of the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. And then I know about and really think the world of the Baylor Scoliosis Center. Back to the phones. We have Aaron in Lucas. Aaron, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm sorry. I was in line to talk to Neil.
You're on the air right now, Aaron. You're on
the
air.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you. How can I help you? Aaron, turn your radio off, please. That's your problem. We're in delay. How can I help you?
Hey, we have some poison ivy growing up the trees, and I guess it's like 1 inch around. It's on several trees.
Okay.
Clearly, we try to keep the kids away from it, but
sure.
As well, we found it in the beds and different things. We're trying to get rid of all of it. And I just wanted to get your opinion on
Aaron, let me
get it out of the way.
I can help you, and let me tell you that it's a long answer, and I'm going to refer you to my website for parts of it. If you'll go to neilsperry.com and then most asked questions and enter poison ivy in the search, it'll give you all the details. It would take probably 5 minutes to go through them, or 8 minutes, and I don't have it. But on a tree trunk, what's really critical is that now, while it's bare, is the perfect time to do what I'm going to suggest. Whoever the person in your family is who is least susceptible to poison ivy, in my family it would be me, my wife is very allergic, I would go out with a long-handled axe or a pruning saw, a big bow saw, where I would stand off to the side. I'd wear long sleeves, I'd wear gloves and long pants, and I would cut completely through that one-inch trunk, or whatever size it is. And then I'd go up another foot or two, and I'd cut through it again, being careful not to damage the tree trunk. I would take a hoe and pull that section out of the way. That would give me clear access to the bottom, to the stump of the vine, of the weed. And I could pour then a broadleafed weed killer. I could macerate that with the axe and pour a broadleafed weed killer onto it at full strength. I'm not talking about Roundup. I'm talking about a 2,4-D product. There are lots of them on the market. Just pour it on it at full strength. Do not let it run onto the ground, just onto the macerated stump. Now, as far as in the beds and the other things, that's where you'll see a lot of information at neilsperry.com. Don't touch anything that has touched the oil of the poison ivy, like the axe head or the saw blade. Just let them dry forever, and you'll be fine. And that's the way I got it out of my trees. It works beautifully. I got to run. I really appreciate your call. Marianne, I'm not going to get you on the air, I don't think, in 45 seconds, a red oak tree with some decay. I hope that Craig will refer you to our advertiser. We'll leave you on hold, and he can pick up the phone and give you their contact information. They certainly serve Fort Worth. I don't do plugs for my advertisers. It would be very easy to do so right now. On my homepage of neilsperry.com, you'll see their contact information. They have a banner ad there. Randy Williams has run my boards for me today and has done the most difficult part of keeping me on the air. Craig Turley and R.J. Williams have screened calls for me. Jerry Overton in the news department. Folks, I've loved being with you today. Every Sunday morning, 8 until 11, I hope you'll join us. Join me at neilsperry.com. Be sure to sign up for our eGardens newsletter. Sign up today so you'll get it this week. It's free. We don't spam. And join me on Facebook.